But you are.
That's right.
My next generation. So how your generation will, how your next generation will be determined how my next generation will be led. And I had a feeling that Bethany would talk about the summer school retreat. That's why I wanted to follow on her as well. There, we actually released some burden that was on Monday night, that I feel is a burden we must consider with all the working saints, the young couples, being adults. Actually, I think the reason I was compelled to be here today is I somewhat consider this as the beginning today, the beginning of our young adults and young couples conference, which we're actually going to have in end of September. But this is a kind of an appetizer, precursor, start beginning. Last weekend is the last full weekend in September. We want to set that apart to have something. We even have some hope we can have something together like we did at Penny Well this week with the summer school. But at least some could be there, and we could be together, and then others can zoom in, but the meetings will be going on there. That's what we're thinking. But we can fellowship about that. Don't be distracted by that. Saints, the church is the pillar and base of the truth. But what does that mean? What does that mean? That means you have to be constituted of truth. You have to be. If we are not constituted of truth, the church is not the pillar of truth. It depends on every one of us. Every one of us. And then, especially now in the situation we're in with the church spread out over the city, then for this meeting to be the pillar of truth, how much more does it depend on each of you? And because we're all over the place. And so you can't depend on, you can't lean, you know, once upon a time we had, you know, we used to stuff 200 people in the meeting here.
Wow.
Right? That this meeting actually has propagated into Upper West, Bronx, and then Brooklyn, and then Brooklyn again, and then Staten Island. You know, the base of those meetings is actually what we had here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You, in the past, you could lean on others. Like, you could trust that others were being constituted of truth. You can't do that. It depends on each of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
And constituted. Our brothers was spot on. Key burden. You can tell by the length of the outline, how much from each Roman numeral. The main burden was constituted.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this point. Isn't this a great verse? By truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's Proverbs 22:23. By truth.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have I read the Old Testament in the past and just skipped over this?
Mm-hmm.
I can't skip over it again.
Mm-hmm.
By truth. What does that mean? Well, on the side of the truth, that means it's valuable,
mm-hmm,
in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth something. On our side, it means you have to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay the price. But what does that mean? Can't you just pick up Bible and read?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible is the most popular,
mm-hmm,
right, available book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't have one, you go to a hotel, you
mm-hmm,
it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still do that? I think they still do that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of every hotel I have.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, in some chains now, they add other books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. But they still offer the Bible. They still offer the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just reading. But it starts with reading.
Mm-hmm.
So our buying truth has to start with reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to encourage all of us to, and especially the working saints as you're transitioning, your schedules are transitioning. You know, we're all in a state of flux.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The meeting schedule is like that, person in person, not your work schedule. Living, we have just, you know, 20 saints or whatever. How many are in a state of flux with moving, not sure, this, that? So that means your schedule is up in the air. Your commute time, many of us haven't had any commute time, right? Our commute time is from your kitchen to your, wherever it is you have your computer. That's our commute time. So now you have to factor in different, your schedule's changing. Before it changes, I hope everyone considers how to buy truth. And consider specifically these three things. One is the personal fellowship with the Lord. Put that in your schedule. Number two, Bible reading. Just read it. Just read it. Number three, and when I read it, I mean consecutively. Book by book, from cover to cover.
Amen.
Then number three, study. To study. Okay. That seems like a lot. I know. A young mother. I'm sober, right?
Yes.
Congratulations. Okay. You're not going to be able to do all these things. Yeah. But some of them you can. In your situation, very different than your work situation, it all changes. But you just throw it all out. Yeah, probably for a few months. Probably. And maybe personal fellowship with the Lord at 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. Maybe that's as much as, you know what I mean? It's gonna, but according to one schedule, put them in. We always talk about, read the Bible in a year. We encourage, read the Bible in a year. Okay, that's the top. If in your situation, you can't make it 4 chapters a day, that seems like an insurmountable task, which it's not. Once you get the habit, you realize it's not that much. But then 2 chapters a day. How about 2 chapters a day? 1 Old Testament, 1 New Testament. What does that mean? If you read 4 chapters a day, you read the whole Bible in less than a year. If you read 2 chapters, 1 old, 1 new, what does that mean? That means you read the New Testament once a year. And the Old Testament once every 3 years. Still not bad. How does that work in 30 years? In 30 years' time, you would have read the Old Testament, what, 10 times? And the New Testament 30 times. You say, oh, that's still too much. One. That means in a whole year, in four years, one time through. What does that work out in 30 years? In 30 years, that's 7 times through. And, right? Little by little. That's constitution. And then study. Study could mean at the beginning, just read the chapter and reason for it. That's very much. Mm-hmm. Study at the beginning could mean just read 2 pages of a life study to go along, so that in 1 week you read 1 life study. We know saints that try to read 2 life studies a day. Okay, that's the aim high. Where do you fit? Mm-hmm. Just put it in according to your situation. If you realize the worth, then you pray, Lord, open the way.
Amen.
Making a habit and setting a schedule.
Amen.
And burden others. Whatever, then don't compare. Don't compare what others do in there. But do something.
Amen.
But do something. In the Summer School of Truth, I mentioned this burden concerning these second books. Second Thessalonians, this was mentioned. In this message, actually, I emphasize, and it's in the outline, I did emphasize Second Peter. You know, Second Peter has this phrase in chapter 2, it's very interesting. The way of the truth is reviled. Isn't the way of the truth reviled? Today, in our society, this is supposed to be a Christian nation. This nation was begun out of like religious persecution. That was one great thing about why people came here. I don't mean that they impacted the revolution, but people coming to this continent was one factor was religious persecution. They wanted to practice their faith. But today, the way of the truth is revived. And in that same chapter, there's a note on the way of the truth. We put the note into the outline. Actually, if you read the outline points, you would have read the note in that section. It says the way of the truth is also called the way of righteousness. That's in the second chapter. It's also called the way of peace. And that's many names, this way, okay? But 2 Peter, 2 Thessalonians, 2 John is the same. You know, 2 John, when you start reading 2 John, the first few verses, four times, truth, emphasizes truth. Something particular about all these second books, you understand what I mean by the second book? Is that they're all written to counter the decline of the church. They're all written in the time of degradation. And that's not something just for the first century. This is really my burden. Our brother talked about 2 Thessalonians. Are you familiar with this verse? This verse 3. 2:3. Let no one deceive you in any way, because it will not come, and it refers to the coming of the Lord. And don't you sense that? That's imminent. Mm-hmm. Right. We talked about the consummation of the age. You read the outline once. Three times. For the consummation of God's economy.
Yeah.
For the consummation of the divine economy. Truth.
Yeah.
Okay. We are in the consummation of the age. So both are in their consummation. Here it says clearly, before the Lord comes, it says, it will not come unless the apostasy comes. What is apostasy? You know, in this conference it was mentioned over here, and in Judges it was mentioned. We had a message that had apostasy in the title, message 6, on Judges, on the book of Judges. That's a prefigure of what happened in Judges of the New Testament church. There will be an apostasy. What is apostasy? The simplest definition is a falling away, a deviation. But apostasy has its definition in religious terms, in Christianity terms. That is a falling away from the truth, a deviation from the truth. Do you realize that the Lord told us through Paul, the Lord will not come back until there's an apostasy. There will be a deviation from the truth. Well, then how can there be a consummation of the divine economy? Some have to not be deceived. Some have to stand firm. Some have to be the pillar of the race of the truth. That will depend. You make the be in the Word. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee about you're in the meetings and you're being asked to. There's no guarantee. Do you pay a price? But of course, the price is not just reading, studying. The price is also experience. Are you open in your daily life? It's not all about being in the book. And all the other times, are we open to the Lord?
Amen.
Because if we are, He'll guide us
every
moment, every hour, into the reality. You know, from morning till evening, this was one of our messages this week. He's the heavenly high priest in the heavenly ministry. From morning till evening, all he's doing, hour by hour, is guiding each one of us into reality.
Amen.
And that his title is the Spirit of Reality.
Amen.
That's his only job from morning to evening. Even not only our waking hours, He even tries this sometimes in our sleep to guide us into, and what is to guide into reality?
To guide you into truth.
That's it, that's what he wants. But saints, we are in the midst of apostasy, and it's only going to be intensified. It's going to get worse.
Amen.
Actually, I do feel in this country, it will be even more and more difficult to hear a real genuine belief. It will just be, we'll have to pay more price to follow the Lord.
Amen.
The only hope to have that supply to stand for the Lord is to be in the Word. That talked about, somebody mentioned, long-term nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this week in the Truth School, one of the kids asked, we had a question and response time, how do you stay encouraged?
Mm-hmm.
How do you avoid, like they were asking the serving ones, how can you be here long-term?
Well,
actually, to some extent, there's only one thing, and that is the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Have sustenance of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this, not so the training, but social, inspiration, constitution. Inspiration cannot get you through. We need inspiration at the moment. But long term, it's constitution. Constitution provides long term nourishment. So that when we're passing through the real difficulties, we're not shaken. You're not shaken, so you still turn to the Lord, then you get the inspiration to be fresh. But many, because they don't have the constitution, the problems come and get blown out. And then you lose 6 months. Yeah, you turn back to the Lord, but oh my, you lose. Anyway, by truth.
Amen.
And be open to the spirit of reality all the way.
Amen.
But whether that happens or not, I would say the real bottom line is that personal fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
Having even a few minutes with the Lord every day, every morning, to set the course of our day.
Amen.
To keep our heart, keep the direction of our heart. That's the basic. Amen. Time with the Lord in the Word, like that. For fellowship, not study.
Yeah.
Not knowledge. Just for fellowship. That's the basic.
That's the basic.
And then we add the others as we can.
So,
let's plan to be together at the end of September.
Amen.
All these things.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.